your name. Oh Lord, I lift your name. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we lift your name. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory, Lord. I ask, oh God, that tonight you come teach us, oh God, what we need to know before we say yes, before we say I do, Lord. Father, I ask for utterance, oh God. I ask, oh God, for utterance. Give me words for your daughters that are listening, Father. Give me words, oh God. You've never failed me in giving me utterance. Lord, I ask that you grant unto me utterance. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I've prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a shout of praise? All right, so basically, tonight we're just going to be gisting, guys. You know, I saw that little hangout, so I'm just going to assume we are all seated in a round table. And then we are having, you know, to gist. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Okay. I'm really excited anytime I get the invite to talk about relationship, and all those who know me know already that I totally love talking about relationship, and it's not something that I engineered to love. It's something that God puts inside of me. Like, I carry this passion for relationship, to see that ladies get it right in relationship, you know, to teach and, you know, inspire them to get it right in relationship. So I want to thank the convener for putting a wonderful meeting like this, and to every of the speakers that have been speaking over the course of the month. I'm really grateful to be here. I do not take it for granted. It's such a privilege to speak to us. So well done, convener Mayowa. God bless you. God reward you. You know, just don't give up on the vision. All right. In no time to speak, just keep, you know, following what God is, you know, dropping in your heart to do per time, per season. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so before you say yes, before you say I do, I'm just going to be teaching from my experience. Like, my experience with guys, it's not like it's world record bad, but I know that, you know, God who raised me out of the mess that I put myself into while I was younger, some few years ago before I got married, you know, he's not going to let that old foolishness, those foolish seasons go in vain. I have seen God use, you know, those seasons where I didn't know better, minister to ladies. So basically, that's just what I'm going to be sharing with us tonight. I may not really go into details to some of the stories, but I'm just going to be sharing points from these things. Hallelujah to God. All right. So, are we ready? All right. So, before you say yes, before you say I do, I'm going to be sharing very briefly with us because I have to run. All right. The MP3 for this meeting will be sent, because right now my WhatsApp meetings, I don't type anymore. I have been led by God to just do VNs and then put it as MP3 and upload it on the site for us to download and all. All right, so briefly, before you say yes, before you get into a relationship, before you get married, one of the mistakes that I made, the very, 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 very first mistake that I made, was getting into a relationship without getting into a relationship with God. All right, glory to God. Amen. All right, sorry for the little glitch, all right, in the voice recording. Okay, now, the mistake that I made was trying to get into a relationship with some guy without trying to get into a relationship with God, or without getting into a relationship with God. You know,
I see a lot of ladies today, they want to say yes, I do to some guy without saying yes, I do to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They are so consumed with, I want to be in a relationship, I want to be in a relationship, I want to be in a relationship. And their relationship with God, we don't even know where it's heading. We don't even know if they have a relationship with Jesus. They don't even know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Revelation, it says that, you know, it tells us of someone who is actually knocking at the door of our hearts, you know, asking us for a relationship. Jesus says, I stand at the door of your heart knocking to see if you open your heart to me, to see if you open the door for me. Hallelujah to God. There are ladies right now who don't care, who are not, you know, interested in opening their hearts to Jesus. They don't care about having an intimate walk with God. They don't care about having an intimate walk with the Holy Spirit. They don't even have a relationship with God at all. They are not born again. Amen. Even those that are born again don't even care about having a deep intimate relationship with Jesus. But they want to have a deep intimate relationship with a guy. They are busy about, consumed with the pressure of getting into a relationship. Hallelujah. Why would you be consumed with relationship with some guy, saying yes to some guy, without addressing the relationship with the one who made you, without focusing and investing in the relationship with the one who gave you life, the one who brought you to life, the one who gave himself for you, the one who died for you, the one who sent Jesus to die for you, the one who chased after you? The Bible says in Romans 5, it says that while we were ungodly, he came for us, he gave his life for us. While we have no use to him, God sent his son to die for us. That person has been chasing after you, but you're like, no, I want to be in a relationship. I need a TDH guy to love me, to tell me that I'm beautiful. But all the while, Jesus has been knocking in your heart. He's there to tell you all of the beautiful things that you want to hear. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, verse 6, it says that we have been accepted in the beloved. All right, you are busy looking for love, whereas there is one who loves you unconditionally. He loves you with the same love that he loves Jesus. Amen. Have you paid attention to God? Have you said yes to God? Have you said yes to Jesus? Are you born again? If you're not born again, this is your time. This is the moment to get born again. Amen. This is your moment to get born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I confess you today as Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come and be the Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Come and be the Lord of my life. Oh, I want to be your child. Oh, thank you for saving me, Lord Jesus. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. I believe in my heart that you died for my sins. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Did you just say that prayer? I want you to reach out to the convener of the meeting and tell her that you just said that prayer. Amen. And congratulations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And for those of you who are born again, your walk with God, you're not taking it serious. Amen. I want you to make up your mind. All right. To take your walk with God serious. I want you to rededicate your heart to God. You know, you can meet the convener of the meeting to pray with you. I want you to rededicate your walk with God, because all this running around trying to desire who will be in a relationship with me without, you know, saying yes to God, saying I do to Jesus, is not going to get us anywhere. This is the generation of ladies that Nollywood, Hollywood, and all the Bollywood and Z World are raising. Girls who are just so hungry for love, who are just so hungry for love as though love is missing. When you have the one who is love himself, God himself, 1 John 4 verse 8 says God is love. When you have that person chasing after you, you are there busy looking for love. Amen. So that was the mistake I made. I was busy, you know, looking for love, looking for a relationship with man without, you know, looking at my relationship with God, without reciprocating the love of God for me. And guess what? It led me to a lot of mess, thinking it was love. You know those euphoria that we find ourselves, we thinking we're in love. The guy is sleeping with you. Amen. The guy is cheating on you. Hallelujah. And you're like, you guys are in love. That's not love. That's lust. Amen. That's lust. A lot of people have turned chemistry and emotions to love. No. That's not true love. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us what true love looks like. Go to 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. Read to verse 8. It says, love is kind and love is patient. Amen. Any guy that wants to be in a relationship with you and is not ready to wait for sex in marriage and says he loves you, it's a lie. He doesn't love you with the true love of God. Hallelujah. He really loves you with emotional love. And see, emotional love burns out. It can be hot today and tomorrow it grows cold. That's why you see, you find yourself, some of you be like, I'm no longer in love with him. I don't longer have feelings for you. Igabalabahaya. But that's not it with our relationship with God. God can never come to you and say, I don't have feelings for you any longer. He can't do it. Hallelujah. It's permanently stuck with us. If you're born again, the Holy Ghost indwells in you forever, indwelling you to love you. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, I think it's Ephesians 1. Yes, it says that the Holy Ghost has come to seal us. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has sealed us. He's like a seal. He has come to indwell in us permanently. As a guarantee that we are going to get so much more from God. Hallelujah to God. So God is not interested in breaking up with you. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So really, if peradventure you were here, and you've never really taken your walk with God seriously. You've not treasured your walk with God. You are just envious about people getting to a relationship. And you've been feeling so, you know, disadvantaged. No. I want you to begin to treasure your relationship with God. In fact, I want you to take some minutes, some moments to just say, Father, thank you for my relationship with you. Thank you for loving me. I want you to bask in the revelation of God's love. I want you to bask in God's love for you. See, God is your boo. Hallelujah. Amen. I had to begin to see God as my bull. Amen. Because we had to get to that level in our walk with God, because I was so into relationship that I could not be single for like 2 weeks. I was just always jumping from one relationship to another. So I had to begin to see God as my lover. And we had a blast. God was the first person that told me I was beautiful. I cried that day. Because I grew up, people telling me I wasn't pretty. I had more lips. I had this, da-da-da-da. You know, I grew up with so much hurt and pain, low self-esteem. And one day in the mirror, God said to me, you're beautiful. Before a guy came to tell me I was beautiful, God was the first person to tell me I was beautiful, and I believed it. God was my lover. 24/7, I carried him with me. I'll ask him, Holy Spirit, what should I wear to class today? I found my completeness in him. I found my wholeness in him. That hunger and desire to wanting to be in a relationship died. Oh, glory to God. Because we are complete in him. We are complete in him. You are complete in him. You are not half because you don't have somebody to love you. You are complete in him. God is addressing someone's heart tonight. And God is calling that lady here tonight, listening to me. He's saying, you are complete in me. Stop jumping from one relationship to another, trying to find completeness in man. No man can complete you. They can only compliment you. I am the one that completes you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, my relationship with God, you know, that was a mistake I made. I mean, it led me to a lot of mess. I didn't even know the importance of having a relationship with God. I didn't even care. Do you understand? So you are privileged to even be hearing this. You are privileged to have to be in a WhatsApp. I wish there was a WhatsApp meeting at that time that I would have just joined. That would have told me that, oh, let's be in a relationship with God. I wasn't even seeing any of those things. The church I was attending, you know, the church you go to, and then you're never hearing what the pastor is saying. Hey, amen. You're not just interested. God was not even around close by. I couldn't even say I could touch God at that time. Hallelujah. But you're here, you're seeing WhatsApp programs, WhatsApp meetings. God is, in fact, is raising a lot of voices to get to his children and these last days. Amen. Hallelujah. So my relationship with God was not it at all. So before you say yes or I do, how is your relationship with God? Work on your relationship with God. Have an intimate walk with Jesus. Amen. Because it is when you have a relationship with God that you will begin to hear his voice, that you will begin to be guided by him, that you will begin to, you know, how will I put it now? God will begin to reveal his plan and purpose for your life. All right. And when he reveals his plan and purpose for your life, in that plan and purpose for your life, all right, there is a man, you know, to fulfill that purpose with. Amen. Glory to God. There is a man to fulfill, you know, the purpose with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A lot of people get into relationship, they feel like, relationship is just for the fun of it. It's just so that butterflies can fly in my belly. Of course, God wants you to have, you know, butterfly moments. But the reason for relationship is for purpose. Hallelujah. I preach this. I will keep preaching this till I grow old and go and be with the Lord. It's for purpose. Hallelujah. Glory. What did God say to Adam? Let me make him a helpmeet. That's for a purpose. That's for a reason. He didn't say let me make him somebody that they will just be playing. They will not know what they are doing. They'll just be going out. Let me make him an helpmeet. You are a helpmeet to somebody, not somebody who just wants to waste your time. There's so many of you, you're just in relationships that are not going anywhere. Why will you be in a relationship with a guy that is not going anywhere? Hallelujah. Glory to God. In your relationship with God, see, the reason why some of you tolerate relationships with some guys that are just very bad and broke and are not going anywhere is because your relationship with God, you don't understand it. See, when I understood the relationship that I have with God and how God loves me and values me, the kind of guys I permitted to come around me, oh God, it became very strict. God's love for me was a standard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're in a relationship with a guy, the guy is beating you, blowing you, abusing you. Like, I love him, we'll get married. You don't have a relationship with God, that's why. When you have a relationship with God and you see how the Most High, the Almighty God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, when you understand how he treats you and how he values you and how he highly prices you, you will not allow any guy come and treat you anyhow. Mm-mm. Glory to God. So, peradventure you're here and you've allowed some guy mess you up. It's because your relationship with God, you don't have a relationship with God, or you're in a relationship with God, you don't even, your relationship with God is not intimate. Amen. Glory, you see why having a relationship with God is very important? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why will I settle with a guy who lies to me? Does God lie to me? Amen. The Bible says God does not lie. Hallelujah. God does not deceive. Why would I be in a relationship with a guy who deceives me? I remember one of the guys I was in a relationship with then. Oh, Lord, when I didn't have a relationship with God, I didn't know God, nothing. This guy, if he tells you good morning, please check the time. This guy is a confirmed liar. I mean, liar. This guy, he lies. And the funny thing that caught me was the fact that he was so cute. You know, those Van Vika kind of guys. Felt like this. Oh my God, that guy was fine. I mean, he fine. But man, I rather date somebody who is not so fine, but who has a good heart, whose heart is after God, than to date somebody who is fine, but whose heart is of the devil. Hallelujah to God. I mean, I was so in love with this guy that I carried myself. We kissed each other and uploaded it on Facebook. Those were years ago. Amen. You know, but this guy can lie. He lies so much that, I mean, was like, I think one day he put on his Facebook, I'm on a flight to Las Vegas right now. See you guys, Nigerian folks. See you guys later. Somebody had to comment, guy, not baby, I just see for Santana Market, just na. When you say go Las Vegas, the guy lies a lot. You know, people that lie to package themselves. I mean, the guy just lies. Amen. So I was still managing my relationship with managing it because I felt he's cute, I'll manage him. But not when I understood the relationship and the love that God has for me. God cannot lie to me. So why will I be hooking up and managing a guy that lies? So tonight, you see why, you know, I don't know, God is just buttressing this point. Your relationship with God. Get into knowing God. Get lost in him. Get lost in God. Because it will save you from a lot of wolves, a lot of devils that come in, you know, fine clothing, that come in swagger clothing, that come in phonetics clothing. It will save you from them. Hallelujah to God. The one on your inside will give you the alert. Tan tan. Don't have anything to do with this guy. The Holy Ghost, our friend, I stand by our teacher. A commander called Suliada Bahaya. It would alert you that, babe, this guy is not it at all. Forget the iPhone 11 is buying for you. Forget the smile is smiling for you. This guy is not it. And you say, yes, Lord. And then the guy comes and he's like, he's giving you all the very, very nice Shakespeare poems and all of that. You're like, please, bro, I'm not interested. And then later on, you get to hear that this guy sleeps around, that he has even contacted HIV, say, from one prostitute, that his plan was to sleep with you. You will go and give glory to God for saving you. Hallelujah. I believe strongly that a lot of heartbreaks will be averted, avoided, if ladies have intimate walk with Jesus. They can just be intimate with the Holy Spirit. They will be fine. Amen. Because I don't see why you tell me that you are in a relationship with a man who has a wife and you never knew. Even if the man was a very good actor, you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. No, you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When Ananias lied to Peter, Peter wasn't there, but Peter knew about the Holy Ghost. Said, you lied. He told him, you lied. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to have intimate walk with the Holy Spirit. It will help you know who to say yes to. It will help you know who to say you want to marry. Hallelujah. All right. So one of the mistakes that I also made was I did not have an understanding of my purpose. I didn't know where I was going in life. Some of you want to get into a relationship without knowing the reason why you are on earth. What is a relationship in the first place? Why should you be in a relationship? Relationship is for purpose. Relationship is to fulfill an assignment. The Bible says, one just says 1,000 and two, which is tens of thousand. All right? It says, two are better than one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, why would you want to be with somebody if both of you, your coming together is not going to, you know, affect the kingdom of God positively? You know, we are all kingdom stewards. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing shall follow. The Bible calls us co-laborers with Christ. Hallelujah. So why will you be in a relationship with somebody that you're a believer and then somebody who is not ready to co-labor with you? People cannot even co-labor. People cannot even, you know, collabo. Why will you be in a relationship with somebody like that? Hallelujah. So I didn't have an understanding of purpose. So anybody that just says, I like you, Doreen, I like you, I'm in love with you, I have feelings for you. The first time I saw you, I mean, blah, 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 blah. I just flowed with that person. I just, you know, opened my heart to that person. And then we, you know, hang out, flirt, sex happens, you know, it keeps happening. And then we get tired of each other and the relationship breaks. And then the cycle repeats itself again. You know, I mean, it was all a total mess and confusion. All because I did not have an understanding of purpose. Now, when I began to take my work with God seriously, I began to take my relationship with God seriously, I began to receive God's plan for my life. He began to tell me his plan for my life. And when I began to understand God's plan for my life, it also helped me know the kind of man to expect as my husband. Hallelujah. I wasn't looking out for every kind of guy. I wasn't looking out for just any guy. I knew the kind of guy, the specs of the kind of man God will have me marry. Amen. The Bible says, shall two work together, except they be agreed. Hallelujah. So I knew the kind of man God would have me work with. A man that, you know, the plan that God has for me to be agreeable. It may not be the same. All right, but our plan, you know, the purpose that God has for me, it will be agreeable. You know, there won't be any discord. Hallelujah to God. So it helped me position myself. I wasn't going, giving every guy my number, talking to every guy in town, giving myself to every guy. I already knew the kind of guy that God will have me marry. So having an understanding of purpose helps you know who to marry. So really, before you say I do, discover God's plan for your life. Discover God's plan for your life. Stop jumping and discover why you are on earth. Because the truth is, if there's one thing that will keep you going, even in the relationship and even in marriage, it's purpose. Now that I'm married, you know, I'm enjoying my marriage, you know, and all of that. What keeps me and my husband going is purpose. Something is burning in us that we have something to do together, that we have something to do for Jesus, that we have, you know, lives to bless. That's what's keeping us going. So if you want to enter a relationship without finding, discovering your purpose, that's a purposeless relationship. Glory to God. And God does not want his children to be in a purposeless relationship. All right, he wants your relationship to fulfill his kingdom agenda. Hallelujah. Just like the relationship between Mary and Joseph, the parents of our Lord Jesus Christ, after the flesh. Amen. Their relationship was purposeful. I love their relationship so much. Hallelujah. Mary did not marry a fool. Mary married a man who was sensitive to God's plan. God said, go here. The baby, his life is in danger. He was sensitive. Amen. If not for Joseph, the baby in Mary, or, you know, the baby that was, you know, was born by Mary wouldn't have survived. Your Lord wouldn't have survived. The husband, the survival of Jesus was resting on the husband. That's very deep, guys. It means that, see, the survival of your destiny, of what God will have you do, rest on the kind of man that you marry. God help you. You marry a devil. You will marry a devil in Jesus' name. Somebody who is totally against God and against his plan for your life. You will find it difficult to birth God's plan for your life. The reason you can see me doing ministry, all of you are seeing me, you people know me, TM, is because I have a husband who fans the fire in me into flame, who encourages me, who cultivates me, who supports me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So before you go about saying yes to every guy you see that looks good, you need to seek the mind of God, the will of God, concerning who to say yes to. Amen. Not every man is your husband. The Bible says, let everyone submit to their own husband. There is a man for you. Not every man out there is your husband. So stop dating everybody. Why not sit with God and let him bring the right man to you? Matthew 6 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing shall be added unto you. If you seek out after God, follow after him, he's going to bring the right man after you. The right man will come, he will come for you. You are just meant to just get lost in God. Discover what he will have you do. You know, fan your flame, refine your garden. Learn what you need to learn. Unlearn what you need to learn right now. Prepare yourself for the wife that you are. For the wife that the man will find. Amen. Allow God take you through dealings. Let him build character in you. Hallelujah. So when the man finds you, he finds a wife indeed, a virtuous woman. So guys, you need to seek after God, oh, concerning who to say yes to. The Bible says in Psalms 127, it says, except the Lord builds the house. It says they labor in vain that build it. Say, except the Lord watch over the, you know, city. It says the watchmen, they watch in vain. Amen. You know, I wrote a book, you know, my fourth book. It will be out this month by God's grace. You know, hard copy. It's called Before You Say Yes, 5 Things to Note. You know, one of the things that I mentioned on the free chapter, which is on Okada, I'll share the link later, the convener permits, is that you need to find out if it is God's will. A lot of people don't mind this anymore. As long as the guy looks good, he can take care of them, they are fine. But you need to find out if it's God's will for you. Before you can say yes to this guy. Hallelujah. Because if you are the one that is just busy building the house, building the courtship, it's very possible you build it and God is not the builder. So what kind of relationship do you want? Do you want the one that God is the one that is building it? Or the one that you are the one building with yourself, by yourself and your energy? Some ladies find it strange when you ask them, this person that you are with, what did God say about the relationship? As believers, see, there's a way we do relationship, oh, and it's different from how the world does relationship. The world can do relationship by being led by the flesh, but we are sons of God. The Bible says in Romans 8, it says that those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. We are meant to be led, oh, by the Spirit of God, not by bank account looks and all of all those things. Do you understand? The way we do relationship in the kingdom is different. We are led into a relationship. Hallelujah. We are not pressurized into a relationship. Amen. Glory to God. So you need to see God's will concerning that guy. Pray. Colossians 1 verse 9. It says that you may be filled in knowledge of God's will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You find yourself praying, Father Lord, fill me, God. Fill me with your will concerning this guy. There are two guys proposing to me right now. God, I want to know your will concerning who to say yes to. Or who is it I'm even, or Abby, they are not, none of them is even the one. Then you pray in that scripture, you're praying in tongues. Pray Ephesians 1 verse 17. Pray for light. Hallelujah. These teachings I'm teaching is not, I don't think I'm on SU sister. I'm very, very poor. So it's not my DP. But see, concerning relationship matter, we are SU inside it though. We pray. We are serious SU inside it, because the truth is, who you say yes to can end up affecting your life positively or negatively. So you don't joke with it. You take it serious. You take it to God. Hallelujah. Let God be the one to build it. Let God be the one to give the approval. Hallelujah. Amen. Let God be the one to lead you. Because you see, a lot of relationship and marriage don't last these days because there's no conviction. They're not convinced. People are just, they're just led by different things. So when one small storm knock, they just pull out. But there's something called the power of conviction. When you are convinced that this is my husband, even when 1 year into the marriage, things are not looking so bright. But you're like, no, I won't be discouraged. God told me to marry this man. So I'll go back to that God and say, God, what's up? You told me this is the man. This and this and this and this is not happening. Father, show yourself. Prove yourself. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Conviction. Conviction is very important. Amen. I know of a story of a woman that, you know, doctors diagnosed her husband of cancer and said that the man is going to die in less than 3 months. This man went to God and said, God, you are not that led me to this man. I did not just find a guy from the club. Amen. You did not tell me I was going to be a widow. So, Father, Lord, healing. The man got healed supernaturally. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So, the point is, be led. Hallelujah. Let God lead you. Don't let your emotions lead you. So, like, what if I don't like the guy? Forget about that one first. Amen. See, you will always get to love the will of God. You know why? Because you're a spirit being. And the spirit in you loves the will of God more than anything else. You just become so fleshly, carnally minded. But by the time you submit to the will of God, you'll find yourself doing it. Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross. So you not remember. He said, if you can, take this will from me. But anyways, let that will be done. Jesus had to submit to the will of God. Amen. So I'm not saying that you may like the guy, you'll be attracted to him. Jesus was not attracted to the cross. Was he? He wasn't. He had to pray. Amen. And then he submitted to it. And then he perfectly slayed the cross. He did it perfectly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So guys, I have to go now. I have to run. Amen. So before you say yes, I've said it. Your relationship with God is very important. Discover purpose. And lastly, Lord will have me say this. You know, we've read Psalm 127. Psalm 128. The kind of man to say yes to. I love Psalm 128. The man that fears the Lord. That's the kind of man God wants you to say yes to. Man that fears the Lord. Not a man that goes against God. Not a man that goes against the word of God. A man that fears God. A man that honors God. No sex before marriage. He takes it seriously. You know, he takes the word of God seriously. He honors God's word. Not just because he's a pastor, but because he's first a son. Amen. That's the kind of man to say yes to. Some of you are in a relationship with men who don't honor God. Who don't have the fear of God in their heart. You need to review that relationship. Amen. Because the Bible says the man that fears the Lord, it says that his wife will be as a fruitful vine. Hallelujah. So you see the relationship. Man that fears the Lord, wife is fruitful. Glory to God. So there cannot be any misfit. If you see yourself as a fruitful vine, the man that you have to marry, that you have to say yes to, has to be a man that fears the Lord. Amen. If it's not a man that fears the Lord, your fruitfulness will be affected. You find yourself compromising on your walk with God. When you're meant to be burning for Jesus, the man is burning your fire. Glory to Jesus. Amen. I believe we've been blessed. I believe we've been blessed. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I had a great time sharing with us. It's an amazing hangout. Glory to God. And I believe we've been blessed. Amen. So please do well to read my book on Okada before you say yes. It will bless you. I've been getting testimonies, chats, you know, people reaching me on Instagram, on my WhatsApp, emails that book blessed me, even on my phone number. People are just, you know, ladies, people need to hear the truth. You need to learn the truth. And I'm so grateful to God for that book. So please do well and get it. When I first saw the meeting of in the name of this meeting, I was like, whoa, okay. Amen. Hallelujah. So too well to get the book. It'll bless you. Hallelujah. Let me just pray with you before I go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your precious daughter into your hands. Oh, Father, Lord, you helped me get a right in relationship. You are the God who has no respect for persons. God, I ask that you help this one too, in the name of Jesus. For as many who are ready to walk with you, who are ready to follow you, God, I ask that you help them. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, the Lord just said to me that there is a lady listening to me right now. While I was speaking, you got in your heart that you should break away from that ungodly relationship. All right. Glory to God. I'm hearing the number 5 in my spirit. I don't know that it's 5 people or 5 years. I don't know that it's 5 ladies here, but, well, the number 5 will resonate with you. Whoever with, maybe there are 5 ladies or maybe it's 5 years. But the basic point is break away from that ungodly relationship. Father, I thank you for tonight. Glory to God. I love you guys. Have a wonderful time.